Hey, Tim, you got the live stream just for the record.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay,
who is Bradley Dean? Bradley Dean. You've probably heard that name before. Maybe you've seen him in the New York Times, on Fox News, MSNBC, The Blaze, The Weekly Standard, The Drudge Report, Yahoo News, or maybe in your local papers, high school or college. Maybe you've heard the name on the radio, internet, or TV. Wherever it's been, you may have wondered, who is this guy, and what does he really stand for? The media just can't quite figure him out or get him right. So we thought we'd take a moment to introduce to you the man and his mission. Bradley Dean is the president and CEO of an organization that has reached millions of people through high school assembly programs, college campuses, radio, internet, TV, and music. Bradley Dean is the drummer for the nationally acclaimed band Junkyard Prophet, also featured on Modern Drummer magazine, and a drum instructional DVD called Deadlock. Bradley is also a national columnist for WorldNet Daily, the number one news source in the world. His articles are featured on a regular basis, and his writings in WorldNet Daily pack a powerful punch of truth and right, with no room to bend or bow to unrighteousness. Bradley Dean hosts The Sons of Liberty, a radio show that airs nationally and internationally in 52 countries, that restores the Bible and the Constitution as the foundation upon which our great nation was established. Bradley Dean is also the host and director of My War, a five-part documentary series that takes issues dead-on, such as the media, abortion, the Constitution, our founding fathers, and the truth of God's Word, while standing firm upon the rock of Jesus Christ, the maker of all things. Bradley Dean has a hard-hitting message of truth in love, which doesn't overlook sin or shy away from the issues, but loves enough to tell people the truth. His message is bringing America back to the old paths that made our nation great. He is a husband to one, daddy to five, and a patriot. He stands for truth and justice. So why, then, is his message so scary to the mainstream media? What are they so afraid of, and what don't they want you to know? All it takes is a moment's look into his message, and you'll understand what he is and who he's fighting for. This is Bradley Dean.
How to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the...
We're going to be up in just a minute here, guys. Should be up in just a minute. Actually, in about 1 minute and 15 seconds, just for the record. Matter of fact, in between now and then, that's a pre-record for radio. We will get this going.
Best documentary I've ever seen.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm still confounded over the whole thing.
All I can say is this movie was so awesome I could just faint.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there. You know, this is actually really going to hit.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and stand and say, enough is enough. We've had enough.
The number of abortions and just the facts behind that was one thing that really stuck out to me.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
I can't believe he did this.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I had something set up for you that was on my heart last night. I woke up with it today, and I realized it was January 6, 1944. This is just how busy we are. It's not a lack of gratitude. The gratitude was that when we caught the dates, we switched everything over to the price paid. We talked about this at or on Memorial Day as well, but this is just one of those days that I'm not going to overlook concerning the price paid for the freedoms in which we have today. And we're going to be talking about that. First of all, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-855. Hang on 1 second, folks. 1-888-429-5471. We are working with a new flagship. Again, it is 1-888-429-5471. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. This is the country, friends. The light of the world, as you all the well know, where the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4, okay? Read 1 Timothy 2:5, read John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and again, you will perfectly understand as to who we follow here, because we understand, as our forefathers laid out so clearly for us, that there is no king but King Jesus, and that's exactly how we are established as a country under the Torah, and that is called common law, okay? So let's get going here. Again, it's June 6th, 1944. What took place? What took place on that day, friends, was a whole lot of young boys paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have today. I want to say it again. We had a whole lot of boys. I can give you the number. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyrant. They sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. You know, can I just throw something in there? Because this is gospel. and it's proper law, mercy, or law, judgment, mercy, and faith. You know, there's so many people today that they say they're so grateful for the sacrifice that was given to them for the freedoms in which they have today. If that was really true, that there's so many people that are grateful for the freedoms that they have today, why is it that you allow the corrupt to get away with the crimes that they commit? Here, let me say it this way. So we go to Arlington Cemetery. We see all those boys that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants, we've been told. And some of them been legit. And we're speaking of June 6, 1944, D-Day. That was legit. Isn't it interesting? They fought against the tyrants across and over the seas, fighting off that tyrant and sacrificing themselves against that tyrant to make sure that we're good, that we're free, that we're safe. But yet somehow or another, their posterity, their kids, are now succumbing to what they fought against over 70 and 80 years ago here in their own backyard. Isn't that crazy? It's true, though, isn't it? If they were really grateful, then why do they tolerate corruption within their halls of the government? One of the things that I continuously bring up, at least in thought, because Memorial Day and June 6, 1944 is every day over here because we live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But what you need to understand, friends, is this. When you are in Washington, D.C., I was just there 2 months ago. It's interesting that when you go there, you see where the White House is. You see where the Supreme Court is. You see where the Congress is on a federal level. And what's interesting is right across the Potomac River, what do you see? Right across the Potomac River, what do you see? You see Arlington Cemetery. Doesn't anybody think there's something that needs to be amended here concerning how things are done? Okay, so we have across the Potomac River from the White House our fallen soldiers that fight against tyrants, we're told, in third world countries. But somehow or another, what we're finding is the tyrants are right across the Potomac River. And the American people tolerate that. And I'm talking about corruption. So our fallen didn't tolerate corruption, but their posterity does. Again, putting gratuity into perspective here. A whole lot of boys fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have. What are you doing with that gift of freedom? That's something that you need to ask yourself in all sincerity, especially on this day, though we live it every day. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? Only you can answer the question. I cannot answer the question for you. And nor do I want to answer the question for you. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? You know, before complaining about getting up at 8:30 in the morning to go to work or go to school, the American people should consider the boys that paid the ultimate sacrifice on June 6, 1944, while approaching Normandy. Oh, what different times they were. In fact, it's interesting, take note, that many of the boys that were 4F that couldn't go to war because they had some physical ailments, they couldn't go to war. Did you know that many of them committed suicide? Now today, if they have to go to war, they commit suicide. See, what we do to save the country is we show the people the price paid for their freedoms. In the natural, what we're talking about right now, 1 Corinthians 2:14. In the spiritual, we point our finger at the pearl to the church called Christ crucified, who was the propitiation for the sins of the world. But mine first. Yes, it's very personal. What we have to put into perspective, friends, as to what the messaging should be from the pulpits across America, because again, when we begin to show people the price paid for their freedoms, everything in themselves changes because that's what the Holy Ghost uses. We give them a knowledge of the law that they have violated. And that drives them to the cross of Jesus Christ, where they see Christ crucified for their sins. They see the water and the blood that spilt from the open wounds of Christ to wash them from their sin. and we live unto him who died for us. And I've said this three times, but it's important that we all understand that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back in just one moment.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper.
No, it's not a repeat. We're here.
Issues of our day, and we don't waste
it's,
your time with
Memorial Day. Here's let's put this together. It was just a Memorial Day.
That is not fair.
And now it's June 6, 1944. Just media. Clarifying.
Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
I want to go ahead and bring this in. Because this does apply as to what's going on today, and I want everybody to hear this because this is an individual that has been in the gulag in the United States, and he's a veteran. And I just want you to hear what he has to say really quick, because he has a lot to say. And let's apply this again. If we're really grateful, why are we tolerating what we're tolerating across the Potomac River, friends, from Arlington Cemetery? Let's check this out.
I've had the opportunity to serve my country under such trying and difficult circumstances. For 372 days, I've been a political prisoner of this administration. Although I have many things to say about my time and treatment inside the Springfield Gulag, that will wait. First thing I must do is give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for my deliverance and liberation. To every American that prayed for me or wrote to me, thank you. Your support meant everything, especially in the dark days when they threw me in the hole, especially when they were trying to have me killed. I ask every American to reflect on the fact that just four short years ago, we all believed we enjoyed the full protection of the Bill of Rights, the right of free speech, the right to assemble, the right to a speedy trial, and the right to a trial by a jury of our peers. But now, as many in the minority community already knew,
Those rights just don't exist anymore. Instead, we have FBI censorship and
the rights do exist. You have to fight for them.
And indefinite pretrial and post-conviction detention of Americans.
Okay, I again just want to make clear, because I watched this before I played this, but I want to tell you what he's telling you right now is absolutely not true. Yes, we still have the Bill of Rights. Yes, we still have freedom, but we have to fight for that freedom like our veterans did. Isn't that interesting how that works? I mean, just think about it, friends. I remember talking to Shifty Powers from the Band of Brothers. He was a sharpshooter. And interestingly enough, when I had a couple minutes to talk to him, I had told Shifty, this is probably 10 years ago, I had told Shifty, thank you for what you did for our country. And I said, I just wanted to let you know what we're doing in response to your sacrifice. And he said, well, you know what? You need to thank the guys that are 6 feet under the ground. You need to thank those boys who had never had a chance, never had an opportunity to get married, to have a family, to have a career, to come back home and to live out what they fought for. Nope, 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 nope. Their sacrifice falls to us. He said, those are the ones that we're supposed to thank. The ones that didn't come home. He said, we're supposed to thank the father and the mother of those who lost their children, giving us the freedoms that we have today in America. That's what he told me. And he was absolutely right. But notice, they didn't sit around and highlight the crimes of a tyrant that needed to be dealt with. They didn't sit there day after day, week after week, month after month, putting up with the crimes that he was committing against an innocent people. No, that's not what they did. What they did is they seen the opportunity to set the record straight, and they did it at their own peril. And many of them never came home. I mean, I hear today all day long, again, how much people are so grateful for the freedoms that they have. And they always, the professors love to bring up John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Yep, that is until they have to fight for it. I mean, folks, I can take it back just to the last 3 years concerning the pandemic. How many people out there talked about how much they loved their country? And then when it got a little rough, they up and moved to another state where they thought they were safer, which in fact they are not any safer. They moved to a honey trap. This is all across the country. They were too ignorant to understand how tyrants operate, as if to suggest they didn't know how to get people to come to those states that are being set up for the fall. But the point that I'm making is they loved their country so much until they had to fight for it. That is not the record of the boys on June 6, 1944. That's not their record at all. I want to play the rest of this, but I want to make sure that you understand what this individual, I'm trying to be as respectful as I possibly can. He's talking about how he was a political prisoner under this current administration. Well, he's wrong there, in part. He's talking about how these unconstitutional agencies are illegally suppressing and censoring free speech. Well, that's right, but if the people are going to tolerate it, then that's what they're going to get. Hey, folks, listen to the message here. June 6, 1944 is when our boys stood up and said, we're not going to have any of that, and if we want to remain free under God, then we better stand up and fight the good fight of faith. And it's exactly what they did, and Americans, not a person in this country, is exempt from their obligation that the Lord has bestowed upon each and every one of us. Some people look at it like, oh my gosh, this is just so dreadful. Yeah, in many ways it is to the flesh. But if you look at it through your spiritual eyes, guess what? You're going to be grateful to the Lord for your opportunity for you to prove your love to him and to mankind, namely in your own backyard, in your own country. That's the record. That is absolutely the record. So I just wanted to make clear, let's be respectful. I'm trying to do my best, but I do want to make clear, if there's any error, we're going to get back on track and we're going to make it clear to the people the truth of the matter. Okay?
American citizens. And worst of all, the fundamental tenet of American jurisprudence, equal justice under law, has been corrupted. And now we have a two-tiered
system. It's been corrupted. Our system of law has been corrupted because the American people are corrupt. The system of justice in this country is no more, according to the minds of the people that fail to understand that it is now their obligation to stand up and fight against it. That's what a patriot is. Patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying laws, not to sit there and whine about what you tolerate, okay? That's what a patriot is. First and foremost, that's what a Christian is.
System of justice, complete with political show trials, ranging from the former president to a common man like me. In the face of this banality of evil, you're right to ask, what can one man or one woman do? Although you must continue to pray. To merely pray while Americans are being shipped to gulags as prisoners of conscience, well, that just mocks God and dishonors the sacrifice of our founding fathers and the shed blood of patriots who enshrined our rights in our sacred Constitution. So I'm asking you today, please, call your congressmen and senators and demand that they live up to the gospel they profess to believe.
Yeah, folks, we're beyond that. We're beyond calling congressmen. I have at this point, one of the things that I shared in Michigan last week was that I have done everything that I can lawfully do up to this point. I've met with the senators. I've had senators on the program. I've had congressmen on the program. I have pressed them to uphold the articles of impeachment. They're afraid to do that. Yet they're the ones that self-applied to be in the position. And then once they get there, what do? They become a part of the problem in this country, namely in our particular states. So it's not an issue of just calling our congressmen. It's not just an issue of us calling our senators now. No, it's an issue of the American people standing up and meaning what they say. And the way that they do that is when they see the price paid for their freedoms. And that's what June 6th is all about. That's what June 6th is all about. 1944, friends. If you want to honor what they died for, then you live for what they died for. I mean, I think of Utah Beach. I think of Omaha Beach. I think of Gold Beach, Uno Beach, and Sword Beach. And I think about on June 6, 1944, all of our boys, hundreds of thousands of our boys were loaded up on these Higgins boats. And when they were loaded up on these Higgins boats, you know what happened? They dropped those back doors. And before even dropping the door, did you know that 90% of those boys were raked down by the Germans that were laying wait for them before they even got out of those boats? Did you know this? What a sacrifice. You want to talk about heroism, man? There you have it. You want to talk about the heroic? You have it. We sit there and we talk about how awesome these men were, and they absolutely were. You know what it reminds me is? It reminds me of when Jesus said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." That's exactly it. You honor the veterans, Americans, with your lips, but your hearts are far from what they died to give you. Because if it weren't so, then why do you allow corruption to prevail in the halls of government? They didn't tolerate that. In any sense of the word, they tolerated none of that as to which the American people have tolerated. I know that many of you have heard this before, but I want to say this if you haven't. I remember when I was on Salem Communications, 1280 AM, The Patriot. This is some time ago. And I remember I was broadcasting and I was basically going over the crimes that were being committed against the American people by the current administration. And I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the rest of the story on the other side here, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Father, BBS Radio TV.
Hey guys, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find our stuff over there.
Family discount, and your remote tries to friend you on Facebook. Don't skimp on the popcorn. Lather on that butter like it's going out of style.
BBS Radio TV, live worldwide radio and web TV productions. A place for answers. We do talk shows so well, they might just talk back.
BBS Radio TV, from metaphysical politics to 9D chess. Our shows are so mind-bending, they make ordinary candy look like broccoli.
BBS Radio TV, free, unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content, and we won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it. How do you like them apples?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, honoring those that have sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. You know, what's interesting is, again, it's the day where we honor the fallen. That's what this is commemorating today, right? It's a memorial, just like on Memorial Day. No, it's not a replay, folks. We preached on this concerning the Memorial Day. And we're doing it today on June 6, 1944, so much so we changed what we were going to originally talk about. And why? Because it's more important. Hey, folks, you know one of the things when we do high school assemblies or we're just out on the road, we do it all the time. We take the time to tell the veterans thank you for their service. We tell them thank you for the things that they've done for us by living for what they fought for. Okay? That's how we tell them that we are grateful. And that is exactly how we tell the Lord we're thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ by living unto him. And that's why we seek to be holy, is because out of gratitude. Read 2 Corinthians 7:1 when you get a moment. I cannot reiterate the point enough as to what I'm saying. Some might say, well, that's condemning. No, it is not condemning. If you're thankful, then why are you allowing corruption to reign in the halls of government? It's that simple. If we're truly grateful for our salvation, in which Jesus bestowed himself upon the cross and a dispensation of what he did for us in a spiritual manner to give us what we have in delivering us from our sins, then what are we supposed to live for? Well, if you look at Isaiah 42, 21, he tells us. When you look at Psalm 40, verse 7, he tells us. When you look at 8, 10 of Hebrews, he tells us. 10, 7 of Hebrews, he tells us. Matthew 5, 17, he tells us. Romans 3, 31, he tells us. And man, I'm telling you what, he didn't just talk about what needed to be done. He went to Calvary to prove his love for the Father and for those that he meant to redeem through his sacrifice. That is the gospel, by the way. That is the price paid for our spiritual liberties, 2 Corinthians 3:17. It's bewildering to me because people don't take the time to do their homework and understand the things that I'm talking about right now. Let me go back to what I was talking about during the end of the last segment there. I was doing a broadcast out of 1280 AM at the Salem Communications. This is some time ago. And what was interesting is one of the managers came up to me and asked me why I was disrespecting the current administration. And it was Barack Obama during that particular time who again gave the American people the finger over 1,168 times. That means he trampled and desecrated the blood of those that gave him the privilege of being in the office. He comes up to me and he says, why are you disrespecting the office of the president? I said, I'm not disrespecting it. I said, you are for tolerating his crimes. You're disrespecting and you're desecrating the blood of those boys that gave him the privilege and opportunity to serve we the people in this country by not standing up against his crimes. Judgment guards our liberties. That's what you don't understand. But again, scripture is clear when it tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked do not understand judgment. They're evil. See, folks, do you not understand that the mercies of the wicked are cruelty to the innocent, said Thomas Adams? You can also take that to Proverbs 17, 15 when you get a moment. If you want to drive home the reason people need to stand up and deal with corruption, you drive the cross. You show them the price paid for their freedoms, and that's what we're doing here. I want to go over and just kind of highlight some of the things that I've experienced since I've been in ministry and bringing a understanding as to what Christ did for us on the cross, and that is through the natural lessons that were taught. Jesus always taught natural lessons that we might understand spiritual mysteries, okay? And this is a prime example of it. It's interesting. I got this book right here. It's called Soldiers of the Cross, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it talks about everything I'm going to tell you right now. It's interesting that when the boys that are recruited to go into the military, the first thing they do is they get onto a bus. They're brought to, let's say, Paris Island. Let's talk about the Marines for a moment as the example. When they get there, what happens? They're on the bus. All of a sudden, here comes the drill sergeant. Gets up in their face, tells them to get off the bus, he tells them to get off the bus. First thing they do is they're supposed to put their feet in yellow footprints that are painted on the ground. And they take a couple hundred of these new recruits and they put them down there and they say, look down now, do you see that your feet are in those yellow prints? Do you understand that those men, those feet prints that you're in right now are men that have gone before you and that they've sacrificed themselves and giving you the opportunity to now serve? That is the gospel, friends. It truly is. We're to endure as good soldiers, right? And again, read Ephesians 6:12 as well, and you'll understand what the very purpose of our military garb is for. It's for the spiritual warfare that we are partaking with today. And what happens after they put their feet into those yellow little footprints? He goes on and tells them the price paid for the freedoms, and you better not disrespect or dishonor those that have fallen. concerning where your feet are right now. You're going to stand up and you're going to honor those men that sacrifice themselves to give you what it is that you have today. What's the first thing they do? They strip them down. They break them down. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart. That's the first thing they do. They tear him down and they tear him down and they tear him down. What happens the next day? They get them up in the morning, and what do? They strip them of their old clothes, and then they shave all their head. What's the reason for that? Because all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. I'm giving it to you in part, but I'm giving it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. So what do? When they go through basic training, friends, do they have little pink booties on? And are those drill sergeants standing there with ropes to pull them over the obstacles that are put in front of them? Absolutely not. Scripture tells us through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Right? And so it is with them. What do they want? They want to become Marines. Just because they want to become a Marine, they can say that they're a Marine all day long, but until they go through the process and they're empowered to become Marines, right? Like we're empowered to receive the Holy Ghost to bear witness on the fact that we are in his Son, Jesus Christ, right? Yeah, Acts 5:32. He's given unto those that obey. What happens? They go through the trials, they go through the testings, they go through what they call a crucible at the end of their basic training. And once they make that crucible, guess what? Then they're honored as Marines. But they have to go through the process. And where are they sent, friends? They're sent to war. Guess what the drill sergeants constantly inundate their soldiers with? Get ready for war. They're constantly training them for war. The Lord told us to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. We're supposed to be ready. We're supposed to be war ready. And when we go outside, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the process, guess what? We're going to be scoffed. We're going to be hated for his namesake. We might even be killed for his namesake, scripture tells us. And that is obviously one of the conclusions or one of the happenings that just might happen to a Marine when he goes into battle. He just might lose his life. But see, what does he live for? He lives for them that died for him. As Christians, who do we live for? We live for him who died for us. Do you remember in the book of John chapter 20? Do you remember after his crucifixion and his resurrection? Do you remember after his appearing, the first thing that he did is he went to his disciples, and what did he do? He showed, the first thing he did was show them the price paid for their freedoms. He showed them the holes in his hands and the hole in his feet, both of them. And he said what? He said, as the Father sent me, so now I send you. We're not exempt from the cross. We bear our cross. It reminds me of Andrew. If you've ever taken the time to read Fox's Book of Martyrs, folks, take the time to read it. Understand the price that's been paid for your freedoms through the patriarchs, those that have gone before you. But did you know that, Andrew? Did you know that one of the disciples, again, by the name of Andrew, he used to preach the Christ all the time, crucified. Remember, Paul said he evidently had Christ crucified set before his eyes continuously. Why? He said, because I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. He was standing up against the world. He was preaching against the sins of the world and offering redemption through Jesus Christ, the greatest sacrifice of all, the captain of our salvation. Isn't that interesting how that works? And what did Andrew do, friends? When he had the opportunity and he was going to go to the cross, you know what he did? He didn't turn away from the cross. When it was time for him to be crucified, he walked over to the cross and he kissed the cross and he said, am I supposed to preach it but not go to it? Folks, we left the carnal man in honoring men June 6, 1944, and we will forever do that. But when we take it to understand what Christ did for us on Calvary, then we can understand that we're supposed to follow in his footsteps. Remember, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 11. Read the whole chapter. Look at the stuff that guy went through to get us the gospel. Read Philippians 3, folks, and talking about putting on our Lord Jesus Christ and seeking perfection in Christ. That's exactly what he talks about. And then he also talks about those that don't live for what he died for, Jesus Christ. And he called them enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people going back to the natural in this country, they can call themselves Americans all that they want to. But obviously, they don't understand what went into that name before they turned and capitulated in the face of their enemies. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back in just one moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a
love
son
it.
Or daughter of Liberty.
Totally
at
love
Sons
it.
Of Liberty Radio.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues.
Yeah, money, 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 money.
There are
yeah.
people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship
faith-driven.
Is one that stands out from the rest.
You guys remember the golden
so call
calf,
Genesis
folks?
Gold Group now
let's not separate the
gold.
Let's separate the two, forgive me.
385-4653 or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866. Oh, sorry about that, folks. I'm so used to, well, what, for 14 years I was over at GCN, I almost gave you the old number. Forgive me. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. I'm going to probably do my best just not to pick up today, but I do want to give you the number so you can have it, write it down, and you can always have it at hand. And I'm just going to go to the top here, 1-888-429-5471, 1-888-429-5471. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com as well. Okay, so let's get back to this. I see people are talking about Jesus as being the Prince of Peace. Yes, of course. Of course. But also remember that he is a man of war. And before there's peace, there's always what? Thank you. I always wanted to make sure. What is peace? The absence of war. Okay? You're in a war, Americans. If you want peace, then you're going to have to stand up against what's going on. And you're going to have to enforce the law against the crimes of those that are creating all of this war, because it's purposed. You know, William Booth rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And as I've said 1,000 times, that's all you have to do to trouble the present is to do the right thing. And when you do the right thing and you act right, it is because you are right. And the devil doesn't like that. And again, we're not asking for his permission to obey the Lord. But that's what creates wars, when you stand against it. And if you want peace, then read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Furthermore, when you look at 1034 of that of Matthew, think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I've come not to send peace, but a sword. I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Then he goes on and says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And then what does he say? He that taketh not up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Well, I'm not done yet, because we're talking about people talking about peace. Well, the modern understanding of that is Jesus is we're just all these little capitulating sheep, and Jesus is going to do everything for us. Well, guess what? He already has done everything for us. And like what Jesus told Peter in John 21, as I just said previously during the last segment, is the Father sent me, so I send you. Remember what he said to Peter. He said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you want to go, but another will take you when you're old and gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. I mean, folks, let's not act like anybody wants to go to the cross. The reason men do that is because they've seen who went to the cross before them, and out of love for them, they willingly take their cross. Again, that's gratitude. What does John 16:33 say? It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Where is your peace? Your peace is in Christ. Your peace is in the will of God, regardless of what's going on. Read the book of Psalms. He said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. He said, I have overcome the world. That's right. I've overcome the world. Let me do I'm going to go back to the spiritual really quick, showing you the price. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to the natural, and then we'll end the show. When you go to Romans 3, 24 and 25, listen to this. This is Amplified. The Amplified is basically the King James, but what they do is they define the meanings of certain words in scriptures in context, and it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And I do that all the time anyways. If I'm just reading the King James, or I'm just reading my Bible and I want a deeper understanding of the word, I'm constantly going back to the Webster's 1828. Or what I'm doing is I'm digging deeper than that, and I want to understand the words like in Latin. I got to keep digging because I want more Hey folks, if you want the if you want the gold, again speaking metaphorically, then sometimes you're gonna have to dig a little bit deeper, and that's what we want, because he's the one that gives us all that we can want, and he's able to give us everything that we want, because that's his desire. That we're built up in him, and that we're continuously being raised up in the image and likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. Because he is the head of all principality and power. And the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:1 that we're supposed to set our affections on him in heavenly places. And we're seated in heavenly places far above all principality and power, and all things are under our feet in Christ, right? And then I think about Philippians as well, as about how our conversation is supposed to be a heavenly conversation. And the list goes on. Let me go to Romans 3:24. And are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God. Only that which makes acceptable or us acceptable to God is what Christ has done for us, his righteousness, not our own, which is filthy rags, and granted eternal life as a gift by his precious undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation, a propitiation, to appease the wrath of God by his blood to be received through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, what the Lord will not tolerate. Okay? Which demands punishment for sin, because in his forbearance, his deliberate restraint, he passed over the sins previously committed before Jesus and his crucifixion. Wow. That's pretty cool stuff, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. And I am so grateful for it. That's why we preach what we preach, regardless of what man has to say about it, the commandments of men mean to say about it, or what corruption says, or what corruption means to say about it. We're called to be the light of the world, and we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, either in life or in death. Okay? Cool. So, I want to go over this, because, again, we're talking about June 6th, and we're bringing about the correlation of the price paid for our freedoms in the natural and in the spiritual. World War II, there was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against a tyrant. Okay, that was World War II. But let's go back to World War I. There was 116,516 men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants. Going fast forward to Korea, what's interesting about Korea is my dad was there. My grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. And then when I look at Korea, my dad that I didn't know told me that he was in Korea picking up body parts. That's where 35,516 men fought and were sacrificed to give us what we have today, right? Vietnam, 58,151 men fought, bled, and died. My cousin was killed there. And then I think of Afghanistan, I think of Iraq, and all that senseless blood that has been shed for political wars, which should enrage everybody, to say the least. Hey, folks, how do we honor these guys? I'll tell you. We live for what they died for. We uphold the same law, because if you remember right before they serve we the people, what do? They swear to God and man that they'll uphold the law. The enumerated laws. It's very similar to politicians who violate it. And if you want to set the record straight, what we need to do, those that serve we the people, we need to take them to Arlington Cemetery, and we need to capture this and broadcast this throughout the country that they swore to live for what those men died for. That's how you honor their sacrifice. And for the smallest jot or tittle that they violate, we the people, we impeach them and we prosecute them. Hey, gratitude says, Americans, you don't tolerate their crimes. Gratitude says if you don't listen to us the first time and you violate those laws that men fought upholding against tyrants in other countries, if you do that here, this is what we're going to do to you here. We're going to impeach you and we're going to prosecute you. Because we're not going to, there's going to be the zero tolerance for any crimes being committed against our law. Why? Because we see the price paid. We see the blood that's been shed. Okay? Take that to spiritual matters. I can't tell you how many times we've been across the country where we just get a prime opportunity to stand up and tell these men thank you. And then we tell them what we're doing in response to their sacrifice. And every single time, what happens? Here comes the tears. They want to tell you their stories. Hey, folks, let me say this because I got a short time left here. I want you to take the time today, if you wouldn't mind, and thank the Lord God for the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, who is alive forevermore, and live for him in obedience and asking for the Holy Ghost to empower you to stand up against the wiles of what's going on in this country to bring about judgment. Because the Lord's known by the judgments that he executes. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Then what I want you to do is I want you to call your friends, your family members, your grandpas, your dads, your brothers, your uncles, whatever the case might be. And I want you to tell them thank you for their service. And don't tell me I didn't tell you this, but they in many cases are going to tell you that. Do you know that nobody ever took the time to tell me thank you one time? How do we say thank you, friends? We live for what they died for. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.